budget. There is need for the country to prioritize the budget as it will enable Kenyans see the value of their taxes. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee, National Assembly, John Mbadi, said the government is undercollecting revenue because people do not see the value to their taxes. At the same time, he disagreed with the notion that the rich in the country were being undertaxed, saying that this segment of the society creates employment for the poor. The biggest sufferer is the middle class, as they are bearing the heaviest taxes. We should bring people hiding around them to pay fair taxes, stated Mbadi. Mbadi, who is also a nominated member of parliament, said that there is need to put a lot of pressure on the budget and that those found culpable in corruption should be dealt with, and urged the public to demand accountability on issues touching on finance. The PAC chair was speaking on Tuesday during a public dialogue on fiscal transparency and accountability, whose discussions were on the relationship between revenue targets, pending bills and public debt, held at a Nairobi hotel that was also addressed by the Busia Senator Okiya Omtatah, former governor of Laikipia County and Diritu Marithi, and the country director of National Democratic Institute Kenya Dennis Omondi, among others. Former Guasi MP and chairman, Public Accounts Committee National Assembly John Mbadi, left, give his views at Kenyatta International Convention Center, KICC, during a public dialogue on fiscal transparency and accountability on Tuesday, June 18, 2024. Photos by Boniface Malinda. He noted that for the country to deal with corruption, forensic audit and prioritization of the budget should be put in place, adding that for the budgeting process to be successful and achievable, there should be discipline in the entire planning process. It is always important for those planning the budget to come up with achievable projections deficits right from the start of the planning process, said the MP, adding that it is possible for the country to collect achievable revenue only if people change their mindset. Mbadi noted that the government cannot collect more revenue out of nothing, a need he said requires the country and citizenry to grow the economy. He said the National Treasury should be releasing the exchequer on time to both the county and national government, so as to avoid the accumulation of pending bills, which he noted hinders economic growth. The delay of the exchequer by Treasury has been affecting procurement of goods and services, which affects ministries as they have no authority to incur expenditure as a result of the locking of the Integrated Financial Management System, he stated. He added that the accumulation of pending bills also affects the private sector, which provides goods and services to ministries, departments and agencies. In his remark, Omondi urged members of the public to take their responsibility by being conversant and knowledgeable on the financial matters of the country to enable them drive the financial process on issues that concern them. Marithi, who is also an economist and micro, small and medium enterprise development specialist, urged professionals to exercise truthfulness and honesty when giving estimates on financial issues through avoidance of inflated or exaggerated prices for the services they intend to offer. Irene Otieno, the national coordinator, National Taxpayers Association, urged people to look at the revenue conversation with sober mind, noting that the entire budget document is not bad. As we look at the document, we should also look at how service delivery will be met by the government, she said. Dr. Ibrahim Rugo, the executive director, Budgeti Hub, International Budget Partnership Kenya, urged professionals in the country to actively occupy public space to engage and offer advice where necessary in order to grow the country's economy. The event was organized by the Democratic Institute of Kenya.